That is why we gather, is to encourage the work of God's kingdom in our hearts.
我们每一次坐在一起，就是要彼此鼓励说，神的国在我们的心中。
And shut out the kingdom of darkness.
然后把黑暗的国度摒除在外。
So I encourage us all to cooperate with that process this morning.
所以早晨我鼓励你们，让我们一起来做这样的事。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Amen. Well, let's just pray and ask God's blessing upon the reading of His Word.
让我们一起祷告，求主祝福他的话语。
Jesus, we're just so thankful for all of your love and your grace this morning.
主，为了你早晨你的爱和恩典在这里，我们感谢你。
Father, we just seek to honor you and bring you glory, honor, and praise.
早晨，我们愿意在这里把所有的荣耀、颂赞都归给你。
And Lord, we purpose this morning.
主，早晨我们定义。
Just to bind the works of the enemy, to push out the works of darkness out of our life in every area.
早晨我们定义将所有仇敌黑暗在我们身上的权势，在我们生命中每一部分，我们奉主的名把它赶出去。
So God, we bind anything that is not of you.
所以我们奉主名捆绑一切不出于主的。
And we release, God, the working of your Spirit in our midst.
我们奉主名释放圣灵在这里工作。
Come, Holy Spirit, and magnify, exalt Jesus.
圣灵，我们邀请你来，将主耶稣显大在我们里面。
Holy Spirit, come among us this morning.
圣灵，早晨，我们邀请你来到我们当中。
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
是的，主，谢谢你。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
Holy Spirit, just have your way this morning.
圣灵啊，早晨让你在我们当中能自由定义。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, this morning I want to talk to you about not being afraid.
早晨我要跟你们分享一个信息，就是不要害怕。
Oftentimes the disciples of Jesus, Well, let me put it this way. Oftentimes the Lord said to his disciples, don't be afraid.
主耶稣常常跟他门徒讲这句话，就是不要害怕。
They encountered, they had experienced things that made them fearful or doubt or question themselves.
因为他们常常遇到事情，叫他们害怕或对自己的能力产生疑问。
And over, Jesus reminded them, don't be afraid.
一次又一次，主耶稣提醒他们不要害怕。
As much as we maybe wouldn't like to admit it, it is a common experience for all of us at one time or another to experience fear or unbelief.
就像我们也许不愿意承认，但是我们不是常常叫我们遇见，叫我们害怕的事情吗？
Isn't this true? Amen?
这是不是真实的呢？ Amen. Don't be afraid. Just my water bottle.
Am I the only one? Okay. We have your attention now, don't we? Is there anyone else besides myself that oftentimes wrestles with unbelief or feels afraid as we look at things around us?
你们有没有像我这样，常常因着四维的环境就叫我里面起，跟我的信心在那里抗拒？
Only me?
只有我一个人有这种问题吗？
Do you ever experience fear as you get your eyes on things around you, as you see things that threaten you or challenge you? Is your heart sometimes a little bit afraid?
在我们看到我们环境中许多的事情挑战我们或压迫我们，难免叫我们心里起了害怕，会不会？
Do you ever worry? Are you ever anxious about what will happen tomorrow? What will happen to your children? What will happen on your job?
有没有叫你忧虑的事，无论是发生在你孩子的身上，在你的工作，在你任何的生命的层面里面？
Do you ever find yourself in traffic in a threatening situation, being afraid?
你在开车的时候有没有觉得害怕？
Do you ever worry about your body, about your health, and about your finances, and you feel afraid?
在你财务方面、健康方面，你有没有感觉到害怕或忧虑过？
This is a common experience.
这是一个非常常见的经验。
We all of us at one time or another wrestle over the reality if we will be afraid of what we can see or if we will trust and be at peace because of the work of Christ in us.
在生活中的许多遭遇里面，我们是因为看见我们的环境的困难而害怕呢，或者因为我们的眼目在耶稣的身上，因此因信而心安呢？
But before we can receive God's help and strength to overcome fear, we must first admit that it is something that we wrestle with sometimes.
叫我们能够知道说如何来倚靠神有真实的平安和保守，我们要认识一件事，就是我们是会害怕的。
Amen.
Amen.
Don't be afraid.
但是不要惧怕。
That is God's word to you this morning. Do not be afraid.
这是神今天早晨要给你话，你给你的话就是不要惧怕。
Do not be intimidated or shaken by circumstances around you.
不要被四围的环境所摇动。
Do not be afraid of things that threaten you from the outside or threaten you from the inside.
不要被那些能在外面或在里面威吓你的来惧怕。
Jesus says this morning, do not be afraid.
今天早晨主对你说不要惧怕。
Amen? This is what Jesus does. He calms the storm. He says, peace, be still.
主耶稣所做的就是平静风和海。
And in spite of everything that's going around us,
不管今天在我们生活里发生了什么事，
We still have the faith to be at rest.
我们仍然能够因为有信心在主的身上而能安息。
Though others may fear, though others may fall and rise around us, we can be steadfast and faithful. Amen.
在我们四周的人可以兴起，可以跌倒，我们却能够因信而站立得稳。
So I want to look at two different passages out of the Gospels this morning.
所以今天早晨我们要来看两处的圣经。
Two different stories about the disciples.
是关于门徒的两个不同的故事。
Both of them involve the disciples getting into boats and sailing on a sea.
这两个故事里呢，都有个共同点，就是门徒都在船上，在海上行走。
But there are two separate incidents.
但是这是两个分开的事件。
Now most of the disciples, what were they before they became the disciples of Christ?
记不记得大部分的门徒在他们被主招呼之前，他们都是做什么职业的？
What kind of business were the disciples in before they started following Jesus?
他们在跟随主之前，他们的职业是什么？
That's a question for you to answer. Fishermen.
他们都是打鱼的。
And these are not fishermen like we think of fishermen sometimes, somebody that casts a line from the safety of the shore.
这种渔夫不是我们想说站在岸上很安全的，就是抛一个线出去来钓鱼的那
种渔夫。No, these are fishermen that got in boats and sailed on the sea.
这一群渔夫是那个上了船开到海中央去打鱼的人。
These are men that spent hours every day inside a boat upon the water.
这些人是每天花数十很多小时在水中在海上。
They were men very experienced in being on the sea in a boat.
所以他们是对于在海中在船上的生活很有经验的。
Some of us, if we were to get into a boat and get into the water,
我们当中这我们这些人，如果我们上了个船来到海中央，
it would be immediately a very dangerous situation.
对我们来说，马上就有很深的危机意识。
Because we are unfamiliar with how to sail a boat in the water.
因为我们对于在海上行舟没有经验。
Amen.
阿门吗？
We are not experienced in these things.
我们没有这类的经验的。
So immediately for us to get into a boat in the water would be a fearful situation.
对你我而言，上了船到海中央是一件蛮叫人害怕的事。
But that is not the situation with these disciples.
但是对门徒们来说可不是这样。
Most of these men had been fishermen for years.
因为他们是多年打
The sons of Zebedee, their father was a fisherman and had taught them how to fish since they were little boys.
有些人甚至他们的父亲就是打鱼的，所以他们世代都是打鱼的，从小就打鱼的。
These are men that were very, very familiar with being in a boat on the water.
所以这一群人是对于在船里在海上是非常有经验的。
Amen. So we must understand who we're talking about.
所以我们要了解我们读这段圣经的时候，这些人的背景。
But I want to point out to you that oftentimes we get tested, our faith is tested.
但同样的，很多时候信心的试炼是来到什么样人身上？
In the very area that we are most comfortable.
是在什么方面？常常是在我们最有把握的方面被测试。阿们吗？
Some the very things that we are the most skilled in.
我们最擅长做的事。
Often the things are oftentimes the things that we trust in.
或我们最有把握的事。
And God does not want us to trust in anything more, any ability, any intelligence, any strength more than we trust in Him, does He?
但是神不要我们信任自己的才智、知识，胜过信任他。
So in a way, these stories that we're going to read here this morning, I believe, are an example of how Jesus is refining the faith of these men who, in the very area that they were the most confident.
所以我相信今天早我们读的这一段故事呢，就是看到主怎么样帮助这一群很有经验的渔夫，如何在他们所擅长的事上来放下自己，来学习信任主。
So turn with me to Mark 4.
请我们读马可福音第四章35节到41节。
Amen. Are you listening this morning?
早晨你们听见我的话语吗？
Listening not for what Jesus is saying to you.
要听主所说的话。
Mark 4:35-41.
马可福音第四章35-41节。
Verse 35.
35节开始。
On the same day when evening had come.
当那天晚上。
He said to them, let us cross over to the other side.
耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。
Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him.
门徒离开众人，耶稣人在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。
So the first thing we notice, it was when evening had come.
所以第一件我们注意到的事情就是晚上的时候到了。
It's getting dark.
天黑了。
It might be an interesting experience to be on a boat during the day, but I suspect at night it might be a little bit more of a challenging situation. Amen?
我相信在海上是白天或晚上是有一点差别的。
So when evening had come, they get into these boats.
所以那天当天晚了，他们上了船。
Now this was Jesus' direction. Jesus had told them they were going to the other side. Amen?
在这里主给他们一个指示说，我们渡到那一边去吧。
So I want you to notice two things. One, evening was coming, it was getting dark, it wasn't easy to see.
所以注意两件事哦，一个是天晚了，所以看不清楚四周。
And number two, this was Jesus' idea.
第二呢，这是出于主耶稣的指示。
Jesus was leading them someplace that he was going to the other side.
主耶稣要带领他们到那边去，到另外一边去。
Sometimes we get ourselves into difficult situations because we're going places that are our idea but not God's idea.
很多时候我们遇到困难是因为我们按照我们的意思啊来行走，而不是按照神的意思。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Sometimes we run on ahead and then we find out later, oh, this was not God's idea, this was not His direction.
有的时候我们冲得太快了，跑到一半才了解说，哦，这不是出于神。
That reality can make the situation be extra challenging, amen?
若是那是我们的情况的话，我们所遇见的挑战可能是蛮大的。
But that's not the situation here. These disciples are following the direction of Jesus.
但是在这里呢，门徒们可是听着耶稣的领导的。
Mark 4:37.
第37节。
And a great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling.
忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。
Jesus says, let's go to the other side.
所以主耶稣说，我们到那边去。
It's getting dark.
天黑了。
They can't see real easily now.
他们看的不是，四周看不清楚了。
They get into the boats.
他们上了船。
And as they're crossing to the other side.
当他们正往对面开去的时候。
Suddenly a storm comes up.
突然起了暴风。
And water comes into the boat.
那水都打入了船内。
Have you ever been in a boat when the water started to come in?
你们有没有这种经验？你在船上的时候突然波浪啊都涌进你的船
上。Have you ever been in a fishing boat when it started water came in?
你有没有上过一个渔船，然后船水打入船内？经验。
It's not a good experience.
我告诉你，那可不是一个很好的经验。
I've been fishing a few times when someone, most small fishing boats have a little a little device in the back that you can let water out when you get it on shore. And occasionally someone will open that valve and water will start coming in while you're out in the water.
我有过这样的经验，我上了一个渔船，你知道渔船最后面船尾有一个装置，是有一个洞，你可以打开，然后到了你到岸的时候把你进来的水漏出去。那有时候在海上的时候突然有人不小心把那个打开了，所以海水就涌入了船内。
Did I say all that?
Yes.
Okay. It's not a good situation, is it? When water's coming into a boat that's meant to keep you dry.
水进到船里不是一件好事，对不对？
So this great windstorm arose.
所以在这个时候发生了一个大的暴风。
So we have a couple things going on here. It's getting dark, they can't see.
所以第一呢，天已经黑了，看不清楚四周。
This is a windstorm, the wind blowing against you.
然后突然起了暴风，所以风也是很大。
The wind blowing, pushing them back.
风一直吹，把那个船往反方向吹。
And as the wind begins to push against them, the water begins to come into the boat.
当风大的时候呢，水也被打进了船内。
Verse
38. 第38节。
Mark 4:38, but he, speaking of Jesus, was in the stern, that's in the back of the boat.
在这里说到耶稣呢，是在船尾上。
So where's Jesus? He's in the back of the boat.
主耶稣在船的最末了的地方。
Asleep on a pillow.
他在那里枕着枕头睡觉。
So Jesus said, let's go to the other side.
所以主耶稣说，我让我们到对面去。
This is his idea.
这是他的意思。
But as they're going where Jesus had directed,
当我们顺着主耶稣的指引往前的时候，
the storm comes,
风浪来了，
and Jesus seems so totally removed from the circumstances around them.
但是主耶稣好像完全不再是置身事外的样子。
He's asleep.
他在那里睡觉。
How is Jesus sleeping through the storm?
主耶稣怎么可能在暴风雨当中睡觉呢？
Have you ever wondered that in your own situation?
你有没有想过，如果你在那个船上，这是怎么可能的？
Lord, look what I'm going through. It seems like you're asleep.
说主啊，你看看我正在遭遇什么事，你怎么在睡觉呢？
Jesus, can't you see what's going on with me right now?
你看不见我生命中的风暴吗？
You know, for Christ to be asleep, it was as if he was detached or removed from the circumstances that the disciples were going through.
在这里讲到主在船尾睡觉，就好像主在我们所有的风暴挑战当中，他是置身事外的。
But the second part of verse 38 explains the disciples' response.
所以呢，在38节后半就写出门徒们的反应。
And they awoke him and said, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
门徒叫醒了他说，夫子，我们丧命了，你不顾吗？
This is a classic temptation, a classic situation with our heart, oftentimes when we go through difficult times.
这是我们一个很经典的反应，当特别在我们遇见患难的时候。
When the Lord leads us in a certain path,
当神带我们在某一条路上行走。
And as we're going down that path, following His direction,
当我们按照他的引导在那路上行走的时候。
We sometimes experience difficulties, amen?
有的时候。
But when we can't feel God's presence or feel the closeness of God's presence, it's easy to be tempted that God is unconcerned. Jesus, don't you see what I'm going through here? Lord, don't you see what I'm struggling with?Lord, don't you see these things that are pushing it back against me? It's dark, Lord. I can't see where I'm going. The wind is rising up. The waves are rising up. I'm drowning here. I'm about to go under. Don't you care? Are you ever tempted to...bring an accusation against God and ask Him, don't you care? Don't you love me? After all, Lord, this was your idea that we go across to the other side. I'm trying to follow you in the way that you said to go. Is that ever your experience? It is, isn't it? Though we do not often talk about such things, we sometimes think these things in the secret place of our heart. Sometimes we are tempted to question the care and the goodness of God because we are going through challenging circumstances. This is an experience that all of us are sometimes tested with. So we must, let's take courage from the disciples' situation here. Verse 39. Then he arose and rebuked the wind. And he said to the sea. So Jesus stands up and he speaks to the circumstances that are threatening the disciples. He says, peace, be still. Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, verse 40, why are you so fearful, or why are you afraid? How is it that you have no faith? Remember, Jesus is in the boat with them. Amen? He was right there. But he seemed to be asleep. So he's not talking to them. He's not interacting with them. His hand isn't on them. He's quietly asleep at the back of the boat. But remember, this was his idea. Amen? If we are following the direction of Jesus, if our path that we are on, each of us here this morning, is truly in obedience to His direction to move to the other side,
若是今天你所走的道路是出于主的领导,
we have the confidence that Jesus is with us. Amen?
那我们就要有信心主是与我们同行。
He's nearby.
他就在我们的旁边,
He's right there in the boat. Amen?
他就在我们的船上。
It doesn't matter if whatever comes around us, the storms, the winds, the water, He's in the boat with us. Amen?
那就不在乎四围的风浪或风暴有多大, 他一定是在我们的船上。
Our confidence and courage does not come from our own ability.
我们的信心和勇气不是来自于我们自己的能力。
Our courage does not come from the fact that they had been in the boat many times before.
这些门徒的勇气不应该是因为他们是有经验的渔夫,
it comes from the fact that He is with them. Amen?
而是在于耶稣在他们的船上。
Remember in the book of Hebrews, the epistle of Hebrews, it tells us to be content with such things as we have.
记不记得希伯来书告诉我们要以所有的为主, 要以我们的环境为满足,
knowing this,
要知道,
that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen?
永远不会离弃我们。
The thing that brings us stability and courage and confidence is not our own strength, but the presence of Christ.
是神他的同在, 而不是我们的能力, 带给我们信心,把握与勇气。
This is why the disciples could have confidence, is because Jesus had directed them.
在这里门徒们应该要有把握的, 因为是主指示他们到对面去的。
Jesus was with them.
主耶稣与他们同在, Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Are you afraid this morning?
今天早晨有什么叫你惧怕的吗?
If you're on the path that He has chosen for you, there is no reason to be afraid.
若是你走在他所为你选择的路上, 你就没有理由有任何的惧怕。
Now let me add though,
但是我要加一点,
if you have chosen your own path,
若是你走的是你自己所选择的道路,
if you're crossing over to the other side and that is your idea and not God's idea,
是你自己选择要到对面去而不是出于神的引导,
there may be reason to be a little concerned.
那也许你应该有一点担心。
Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes I have found myself, I'm moving forward in a certain direction.
有的时候我发现我自己向着某一个方向行走。
and trouble and fear come into my life.
难处或者惧怕来到我的生命里。
Difficulties arise in my life.
困难在我的生命里。
And as I step back and I get alone with God.
所以我就退一步，然后来到神面前。
God speaks to me and convicts me.
神就在我里面启示我。
And tells me, David, this was your idea, not mine.
光照我说，大卫啊，这是你自己要选择走的路，不是我带你。
David, this was your plan and not my plan.
大卫，这个是你自己的计划，不是我的计划。
David, these difficulties that are coming into your life are the consequence of you being willful and not following my direction.
大卫啊，这些难处之所以会出现，是因为你选择自己的道路，而不是寻求我的引领。
I must confess that I've had that circumstance in my life more times than I would like to admit.
我必须承认，我有许多这样子的经验。
Anybody else ever find themselves in a difficult situation?
有没有人曾经遇到难处，发现自己在这个原则里？
And God convicts you that you're experiencing this.Because you haven't been following me right.
神光照你，让你知道说，你之所以遇见这个难处，因为你没有寻求我的引导。
At that moment, what you need to do is turn to the Lord and say, God, I humble myself and I will get back on your path.
在那样的节骨眼上，我们需要做的就是我们谦卑在主的面前说，主帮助我，带我走到正路上。
You remember there was another man that took a boat ride?
记不记得曾经另外有一个人坐在船上
？By the name of Jonah.
他的名字叫约拿的。
God said, "Go over here."
神叫他去某一个地方。
And he went over there.
他却往另外一个方向走。
He went totally the opposite direction.
他往完全相反的方向跑。
He ran as fast as he could from the clear direction of God.
他用他所有的能力向着神的指示反方向跑。
And guess what happened?
结果发生什么事？
A storm arose and was surrounded him.
当他在船上的时候，暴风起了暴风
，and put him in jeopardy and everybody else on the boat.
不仅叫他身陷危险，连全船的人都陷入危险。
You know what those men did?
你知道结果那个全船的人怎么办呢
？They said, "Throw this guy over the side."
他们只好把他从船上扔到海里去。
And God caught him in the mouth of a whale.
神就派一只大鱼来把他衔走
，and took him right back to where he was supposed to be，
把他带回到他原来要去的方向。
Amen，
阿门吗
？Sometimes we go through difficulty. Sometimes storms come into our life as a direct sign of to confirm for us that we are on the wrong path.
有的时候人生起了风暴，是让我们确知我在走的方向是错误的。
But that's not the situation with these disciples.
但在这个事件里面不是这样。
They were following the clear path, the clear direction of Jesus.
他们是清清楚楚顺从主的指示的。
And yet a storm still rose up.
但是他们仍然遇见了暴风。
What the Lord was doing was teaching them.
但是神要在那里教导他们一件事。
He was teaching them not to trust in their outward circumstances.
教导他们不要相信他所能看见的四周。
But to trust in His presence, amen?
而要相信主他的同在。
In His promise.
相信主的应许。
In His direction.
相信主的引导。
Amen? Sometimes circumstances, troubles come into our life.
很多时候难处兴起。
But if God told you,
但是如果神对你说,
if God is directing you,
若是神引导你,
you can stand fast.
如果你在神所引导的方向,
Amen?
那你就可以坚定站立。
Amen?Don't be afraid.
而不要惧怕。
Verse 41.
四十一节。
Now, what did Jesus just tell him in verse 40? He said, "Don't be afraid."
上一节主才说，为什么胆怯吗
？And verse 41 says.
结果下一句他们就怎样
？And they feared exceedingly.
他们就大大的惧怕。
But this is not the same kind of fear that he was talking about.
但是在这里的惧怕跟前面的惧怕是不同的。
This is a reverence, an awareness that God alone must be feared. Amen?
这个是因为他是神，向着神有的敬畏所带进的惧怕。
And they feared exceedingly and said to one another,
他们大大的惧怕彼此说，
Who is this? Who can this be?
这到底是谁呀？
That even the wind and the sea obey him.
连风和海都听从他了。
What I want you to see is there is a contrast of two different types of fears that will be in your life.
在这里我要提醒众位，我们在生命里应该有两种不同的惧怕。
If you do not learn how to fear and honor God,
若是我们不知道如何敬畏神，
You will fear everything around you.
那你就会为所有四周的事物而害怕。
And when you, and the opposite of that is when you fear all the circumstances of life around you, you are not truly fearing and honoring the faithfulness, the goodness of God.
就是你对四周所有事你都会产生惧怕，但是向着神你却没有当有的敬畏。
Which kind of fear do you have in your life?
或者是说我们向着神有敬畏以至于我们对四维的事物都没有惧怕我们到底是有哪一种惧怕在我们心中
In the epistle of Corinthians we are exhorted to of the fact that we as disciples are to walk by faith and not by sight Amen
在哥林多后书有讲到说我们行事为人乃是凭着信心不是凭着眼见
When we walk by faith in the Lord
我们生活形式是在于我们向着神的信心。
We will not fear the things around us.
若是我们向神有信心，我们就不会为四周的事物害怕。
To the extent that you have fear in your life this morning,
今天若是在你的生命中有让你惧怕的事，
it confirms that you have your eyes on the circumstances of your life.
那就表示你的眼目一定是注意在这些事物的上面。
What moves you most, the promises of God, or what you can see, what you can touch, what you can experience?
到底是什么东西来掌握你的心呢？是你能够触摸、能够看见的四周的事物，还是神的话语？
Well, let's take a look at another boat ride.
我们再看看另外一个沉船的
故事。Matthew 14:22-34.
在马太福音第十四章。
Now in this first boat ride with the disciples and Jesus.
在我们刚才读的事件里，主耶稣是跟门徒一起上了船。
Jesus is in the boat with them.
主耶稣是在他们的船上。
He fell asleep, but he was still in the boat with them.
他睡着了，但是他仍然在他们的船上。
This second boat ride,
在这里所要看的另外一个沉船的事件呢
，like the first is Jesus's idea.
一样的，这是主耶稣的主意。
Again, Jesus tells them, "We're going to go to the other side. Get in boats. We're going over here."
他告诉他们，我们要到对面去。
But on this boat ride, Jesus is not in the boat with them.
但这一次呢，耶稣没有在他们的船上与他们一起去。
Verse 22.
在马太福音十四章二十二节，二十二节，十四章。
Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开。
So Jesus says, "You guys get in the boat and go to the other side, and I'm gonna kind of finish close up the meeting here."
就好像主耶稣说，现在聚会结束了，我在这里安排所有最后的事项。你们先上船到那边去。
Verse
23. 23节。
And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there.
散了众人之后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
So again, we have some similarities between these two stories.
这两个事件有一些共同点。
Both of these trips to the other side is Jesus's idea.
第一个，同样这个方向是出于主耶稣的主意。
Both of these journeys in the water happen at night.
第二呢，这个他们的这个行动呢，都是发生在晚上。
Again, the idea of getting on the water at night is a little bit intimidating to me. I don't know about you.
对我个人来说，晚上在水上行船是蛮不舒服的一件事。
It doesn't matter if I'm in a boat, in a car, or on a bicycle. I like to travel at day and during the day, don't you?
不管我是骑脚踏车、开车或者上船，我喜欢在天亮的时候做这些事。
I like to be able to see where I'm going easily.
因为我喜欢能够看见我所要去的方向。
But sometimes the Lord calls us to move when it's not so easy to see.
但是有的时候神带领我们的时候，好像我们看不清楚前面的方向。
Verse 24.
24节说到。
But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, For the wind was contrary.
那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。
But again, you guys, this situation is different than the last one.
在这里又跟上一个事件稍微有点不同。
On the last boat trip, Jesus was in the boat with them.
上次耶稣是在船上跟他们在一起。
This time they're traveling to the other side at night again, and the storm comes, but this time Jesus is not as close. He is not nearby.
这一次呢，他们是按照主的指示到对面去，同样起了暴风浪，但是主耶稣不在船上，离他们有一段距离。
Not only is, you know, in the last situation, Jesus was asleep, but now they can't even see anything to do with Jesus.
上次遇到风浪的时候，主耶稣是睡着的，这一次呢，连主耶稣都看不见。
This is when our heart is really tested.
这个就是我们的信心最被试炼的时候。
As we follow God's direction,
就是当我们顺从神的引导。
And we encounter difficulties,
我们遇见了难处。
And when combined with those difficulties, we do not have the felt presence of Jesus.
然后在这个难处里面的时候，我们甚至感觉不到主的同在。
Our heart can be especially tempted to be afraid.
所以我们很自然就是会害怕。
Amen?
阿们吗？
Have you ever had difficulties come into your life and you go, Lord, where are you? I can't hear you. I can't feel you. I can't sense your presence anywhere.
你有没有这样的经验？你在难处里面，你说主啊，你在哪里？我感觉不到你，我看不见你，我也听不见你。
In moments like that, sometimes we are tempted to panic and run.
在那种情形，我们常常会恐慌，不是吗？
We want to have a little bit of anxiety attack.
好像我们被惊恐给抓住了。
Oh, but that's just me, not you, right?
也许这只是大卫弟兄个人的情况，你们可没有这种问题，对不对？
None of you did struggle with that.
你们从来没有这种挑战。
Verse 25.
第二十五节。
Now on the fourth watch of the night.
夜里四更天。
That's about 3 o'clock in the morning.
那是差不多早晨三点钟的时候。
That's the middle of the night.
这是可是在夜正中的时候。
Jesus went to them.
耶稣在海上行走。
Walking on the sea.
往门徒那里去。
And the disciples saw him walking on the sea.
门徒们看见他在海面上走。
They were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost!"
就惊慌了说，啊，是个鬼怪。
And they cried out in fear.
便害怕喊叫起来。
There was nothing scary or fearful about Jesus' appearance here.
你知道主耶稣的外貌是没有什么叫人害怕的。
There is nothing in the text that indicates that Jesus' appearance was any different here than it had previously been when the disciples had walked with him.
根据圣经的记载来看，主耶稣那天在海上行走的时候，他的外貌跟他平常跟门徒生活时候的外貌是一样的。
But the difficult circumstances, the fearful circumstances, affected the way the disciples saw Jesus.
但是因为门徒们是在风浪当中，在他们的难处里面，以至于他们看见主的时候，他们看见的是不一样的。
Does that make sense?
你们听懂我的意思吗？
Have you found yourself sometimes to be in a difficult situation?
很多时候你在你的难处里面的时候。
And it brings things into your imagination.
有的时候你就开始有各样的想象。
Fear can distort the way you view things that normally are very pleasant.
惧怕可以叫我们对我们本来觉得很可亲可爱的事物变成很可怕，会改变我们的看法。
Sometimes you're a little bit afraid about your health.
有的时候呢，比如说我们对我们的健康有点关心。
And then you have a slight pain in your stomach.
然后今天你觉得胃里不太舒服。
Oh no! There's something. I have a terminal disease. What will I do?
Oh, 不得了了！我长了胃癌了，我该怎么办？
Fear will make you imagine crazy things.
惧怕会让你有这种疯狂的幻想。
Fear will even distort your view of maybe good things that God wants to bring into your life.
惧怕有时候会扭曲我们对事情的看法，而不认识神所带来的祝福。
Jesus coming walking on the water to the disciples was a good thing.
主耶稣在海上行走到门徒的船上是一件好事。
Anytime Jesus walks into our life is a good thing.
任何时候主耶稣进入我们生命中，这都是一件好事。
But because of the fear that had gripped the disciples' heart,
但是呢，因着门徒们心里的害怕。
They said, "Oh no, a ghost!"
他们就说，哦，不可以，这是鬼。
Oh, it's a scary, bad situation.
这是一个很可怕的，非常不好的事情。
fear can affect the way you recognize and look at things.
惧怕会影响我们对四周人事物的看法。
If you allow fear to grip your heart, it will distort the way you're seeing good things in your life.
你若是容许惧怕控制你的心，你就会对美好事物产生一个扭曲的观念。
It will make you imagine bad things that aren't even there.
惧怕会让你开始有幻想，有臆想。
Amen.
想象一些事情是不存在的。
We all know this experience, don't we?
我们都有这种类似的经验，不是吗？
Is fear gripping your heart this morning?
今天早晨惧怕抓住你的心吗？
Is fear distorting how you look at things in your life?
扭曲了你对人生的看法吗？
Is fear confusing maybe even the good things that God wants to do in your life as something that's bad or scary?
让你误以为神在你生命中的祝福是不好的吗？
Sometimes people are suspicious and fearful about spiritual experiences.
譬如说有的人对于美好属灵的经历他有他的疑惑或者是错误的看法。
Jesus came ministering to the people of Israel.
主耶稣来服侍以色列人。
Healing the sick and casting out devils.
他赶出他们身上的污鬼医治他们各样的疾病。
And yet because the Pharisees' hearts were gripped with fear and suspicion,
在那里有一群人叫法利赛人因为他们里面的惧怕
They accused Jesus of casting out devils by the power of Satan.
他们甚至控告耶稣说他可以赶鬼，因为他是靠着鬼王来赶鬼。
These religious men that were so familiar with the scriptures,
法利赛人是非常敬虔的宗教徒，对于圣经是很熟悉的。
Could not recognize the goodness of God,
却没有办法认识神的良善。
Because they had allowed fear and suspicion and doubt and unbelief to grip their mind and their heart.
因为疑惑和不信以及惧怕抓住了他们的心，以致他们看不清楚事情。
And as a result, they missed the day of their visitation.
以至于他们错失了当主在地上的日子。
Be careful that you don't allow fear to make you miss something good that God wants to do in your life.
所以我们也一样要小心，不要容许惧怕在我们心中做主，以至于我们误失了当主耶稣在我们生命中来的时候带来的祝福。
Are you afraid this morning Jesus is walking and Jesus is walking on the water towards you?
今天若是主在水上，在你生命的水上向着你行走的时候，你害怕吗？
And you're too fearful to reach out and take his hand?
你害怕到以至于你不敢把你的手向他伸出，请他帮助你吗？
But immediately Jesus spoke to them saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.
耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
I love Peter's response in verse 28.
我很喜欢彼得在28节里面的反应。
And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.
彼得说，主啊，如果是你，请你叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
Does that seem just a little bit drastic, the change there?
你会不会觉得他们这个反应的改变好像也太过头了一点？
Peter was a very impulsive man, wasn't he?
彼得是一个很冲动的人。
But look at Jesus' response in verse 29.
但是主耶稣怎么反应呢？
So he said, come.
主耶稣说，你来吧。
And when Peter had come down out of the boat,He walked on the water to go to Jesus.
彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
Sometimes we can imagine Jesus walking on the water, amen?
我们对于耶稣在水上走是可以了解的，对不对？
But think about Peter. He steps out of the boat.
但想一想，这个彼得从船站到水上。
Look at me, I'm walking on water.
他说，看啊，我站在水上了。
For a little while.
只有一下下就是了。
Verse 30.
30节说,
But when he saw that the wind was boisterous,
只因见风甚大,
so he took his eyes off Jesus,
当他的眼睛不在主身上的时候,
and he started to look around.
他四周看见风浪,
so when he saw that the wind was boisterous or strong,
因见风甚大,
he was afraid.
他就害怕。
What happens when we get afraid?
当我们害怕的时候发生什么事
What happens when we get afraid?
发生什么事当我们害怕的时候
The same thing that happens to Peter right here.
就像彼得在这里所遇见的一样
And he began to sink.
他就下沉
When we get our eyes on some, all the things around us more than they are on Jesus,
we
too get afraid.
Amen?
If you're afraid of something this morning,
it's
because you don't have your eyes on Jesus.
你就会下沉, 因为你的眼睛不再在主身上。
It's because you're living more by sight than you are by faith.
因为你的生活是靠眼见而不是凭信心。
It's because you have your eyes more on the things around you than you have your eyes on Jesus.
因为你的眼睛都在注视你的环境而不是在主的身上。
And what happens when we get afraid?
当我们害怕时候就怎样呢?
We sink.
我们就下沉。
We sink.
我们就沉下去。
We start slipping down.
就滑下去。
And he was afraid and beginning to sink. At least Peter is smart. He cries out saying, Lord, save me.
但是彼得很聪明, 他沉下去的时候, 他就喊叫说, 主啊, 救我!
Are you sinking this morning?
早晨你有没有觉得你在沉下去?
It's a bad thing to sink. Anybody had an experience where you maybe almost drowned?
你们有没有曾经快要淹死的经验?
I remember as a small boy, when I was learning to swim at the large public pool near my house,
我在那个社区的那个大的游泳池里游泳，学习游泳。
Swimming with all my friends,
我跟我的同伴们在那里游水。
Somebody, a big boy, jumped off the side and landed on top of me.
有一个大男孩的在池边往池中一跳，就跳在我的脑袋上。
I was stuck under the water.
我就被他压到水里去。
You know that panic you begin to feel?
你知道那时候的惊慌啊。
You start swallowing water.
开始吞很多水。
You start splashing faster, stroking your arms.
然后你就手脚乱动。
A bad feeling. Bad feeling.
这是一个非常不愉快的事情。
We were talking just the other day, me and my children.
有一天我还在，前两天的跟我孩子们在讲。
My oldest son, when he was about 4, I took him fishing with me.
我的大儿子，我记得他4岁的时候，我带他去钓鱼。
And I told him, I said, don't get too close to the edge.
我跟他说过啊，不要太靠近水边。
He had a little stick.
他有一个小小的那个钓鱼竿。
And like a 4-year-old oftentimes doesn't listen very well to his father.
你知道，4岁的小男孩通常是不大听父母的话的。
Playing around the edge of the water, splashing the water with that stick.
他拿着那个小小的那个钓竿，就是走来走去打那个水。
He leaned too far over the bank.
他在离的河岸越来越近。
Pretty soon I heard a big splash.
很快听到扑通一声。
But he was just 4.
但他只有4岁。
So he didn't even hardly know to splash around. He's floating face down.
他不知道要怎么样游泳，他只好面朝下浮在水上。
And so I jumped in.
所以我跳进水里。
It was early spring and the water was very cold.
那时候才春天, 所以水很冰冷。
But I had to drag him up out of the water.
我把他给从水里提出来。
It was kind of a scary situation.
那是蛮怕人的一个经验。
When we begin to sink.
当我们沉下去的时候, 是可怕的经验。
When we can't breathe.
我们不能呼吸。
When the water's cold.
而水是寒冷的。
When the wind's blowing against us.
当风吹在我们身上,
our heart sometimes is afraid. Amen?
我们的心就害怕起来。
When we begin to sink and our heart begins to fear, that's when it's time to cry out to Jesus.
当我们觉得自己往下沉，我们的心被恐惧充满的时候，那就是我们要向主呼喊的时候。
He began to cry out, saying, "Lord, save me!"
他就说，主啊，救我！
Matthew 14:31.
31节.
And immediately,
耶稣赶紧,
Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him.
伸手拉住他。
He reaches out right away and catches him.
主耶稣立刻伸手把他抓住。
He says, Oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt?
他说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑？
Why are you afraid?
为什么疑惑呢？
I'm right here.
我就在这里啊。
Just keep your eye on me. Amen?
将你的眼睛注视在我身上。
Don't look at everything going on around you. Keep your eye on me.
不要看你的四围，看我。
Don't trust in what the world has around you. Keep your eye on me. Trust in me is what God says. Amen?
不要把你的信任放在四维的人事物，把你的信心放在我身上。
If the Lord is leading you, if it's His idea to go to the other side,
若是这是主的旨意带你往某一个方向去,
It doesn't matter what comes or goes in our life. Amen?
那无论是什么样的风浪经过我们的生命,
we must keep our eye on Him.
我们的眼目要定睛在他身上。
Verse 32
节,
and when they got into the boat, the wind ceased.
他们上了船,风就住了。
See, Jesus is teaching them a lesson.
所以主耶稣教导他们一个功课。
It didn't matter how much experience they had with boats.
不管他们对于驾船多有经验。
That was not enough to fix their situation.
那些经验不能够让他们面对自己的难处。
When the storms of life come.
当人生的风暴来到的时候。
Him, Christ alone is the answer to the problems of life. Amen?
基督也唯有基督是我们一切问题的答案。
Christ alone is the anchor that holds us fast when life changes and difficulties come. Amen?
基督是我们生命船上的锚。
Jesus alone is the answer to our life's needs.
基督唯有基督他是我们的所有。
Jesus alone is the only thing that can get us to the other side.
他是唯一能够带我们到彼岸的那一位。
As long as we're in step with Jesus, we have no reason to be afraid.
只要我们与他同行，我们就没有惧怕的道理。
Verse 33.
第33节说。
Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
在船上的人都拜他说，你真是神的儿子。
When they crossed over, they came to the land of.Verse 34.
34节说他们过了海来到格尼撒勒地方。
2 Timothy 1:7 says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear.
在提摩太后书里面讲到说神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
But of power.
乃是刚强。
And of love.
仁爱。
And a sound mind.
和谨守的心。
Amen?
阿们吗?
The spirit of fear.Will always attack your mind.
惧怕的灵常常来攻击我们的心思。
When you open up your life to fear, you will think things and imagine things that are not really there.
当你把你的心向着惧怕打开的时候，你就会看对事情有错误的认识或者有扭曲的认识。
My daughter has a little cat.
我的女儿有一只猫。
She's afraid of a lot of things.
The cat or the dog?
The cat.
Okay. 有一只母猫，这个母猫都很多事情都很害怕。
You ever? That's why we in America we use the term scaredy cat.
That's why. 就为什么美国有一句谚语说 scaredy cat?
Does that translate?
就是害怕的猫。
Cats, you know the little cat. He hear a sound and oh.
猫很容易受惊吓的，一点事就让他们害怕。
You drop something on the floor and the cat jumps off the ground this high.
你掉一个东西在地上，猫可跳地。跳起来离地这么高。
The door slams and he runs under the couch.
你关门的声音都可以让他躲到沙发底下。
Every little noise sends that cat running for cover.
任何一点小的声音都让他到处躲起来。
I wish it was only cats that had that problem.
我希望只有猫有这种问题。
Sometimes we act like those little cats, don't we?
但是我们是不是常常也像那个容易受惊吓的猫
？A loud noise, whoo, we're running and hiding.
任何一点声音我们就躲起来。
We have a funny pain in our body and say, "Oh no, I'm going to die."
一点不舒服，我们说，哦，我要死了。
We worry and worry and worry.
我们不忧虑，为各样的事情忧虑。
God doesn't want us to live that way.
但是神不希望我们活在惧怕里面。
God has not given us a spirit of fear.
因为他给我们的不是一个胆怯的心。
But of power.
乃是刚强。
And of love.
仁爱。
And a sound or strong mind.
一个谨守的心。
A strong mind.
一个强有能力的心。
When the storms and the winds and the waves come.
当人生的风暴涌起的时候。
Because we have a strong God, we can have a strong faith and a strong mind.
因为我们有一位全能的主，所以我们就能够有一个有能力、有谨守的心思。
Amen? And so we're not like that little cat running under the bed real fast.
我们不会像那个猫那么容易受到惊吓。
Some Christians are like that little cat. Every situation that comes into their life, they're running and hiding.
有的很多的基督徒就像容易惊吓的猫，任何一个难处来，他们就躲起来。
Every little trouble comes, and you're going, "Oh, where's brother so and so this Sunday?"
任何一点难处，比如说，哦，某某弟兄在哪里啊？今天
some trouble came into their life and they're nowhere to be seen. They're hiding.
哦，你会说，哦，因为他生命中遇到了一个难处，所以他躲在家里了。
Oh, where's our sister this prayer meeting?
哦，今天祷告聚会某某姊妹怎么没有来？
Something happened and they're running for cover.
因为他生命中出了一点什么问题，他躲起来了。
We're so easily thrown off our course.
很容易我们就从我们该走的路上偏离了。
Because we're allowing fear to grip our heart.
因为我们容许惧怕来控制我们的心。
Amen?
阿们吗？
The apostles were men of acts. Men that acted in response of the direction of God.
门徒们是一位对神的指示有反应的人，他们是有行动的人。
And yet so often we are people that react to everything around us in fear.
但是我们呢，常常 对神所领导的路上，我们会有反应，是什么反应呢？是惧怕的反应。
That's not what the way the Lord wants it to be, amen?
但是那却不是神所盼望我们生活的方式。
I was reading the Gospels this last week.
在过去一个礼拜我读福音书。
And I was struck by the fact that when Jesus would come into a particular city,
我常常很吃惊看到一个事实，就是每次耶稣到一个城里，
The demon spirits would cry out and shriek with fear.
那些魔鬼就会因着看到是耶稣来了而害怕。
They would say, Oh, you son of God, we know who you are. Have you come here to torment us?
他们会惊叫说，哦，你是神的儿子，我们知道你是谁，你是来折磨我们的。
Just Jesus walking into that town put fear into the demon's heart.
当耶稣进入一个城镇的时候， 那个城镇里的魔鬼都会害怕。
And I thought it was interesting because these demon spirits are usually in the business of putting fear into our hearts.
我觉得这蛮有意思的，因为魔鬼很重要的一个事情呢，就是要把惧怕放在我们神儿女的心中。
But when Jesus comes into the situation,
但当主耶稣出现的时候，
everything's turned around.
事情就改观了。
The devil, Satan, he's the one that's running.
要逃跑害怕的是魔鬼。
He's the one retreating in fear.
他是那个要带着惧怕跑开的。
Amen?
阿们吗？
And this is how not only it should be when Jesus walks into a city, it should be when his family, the people of God, the disciples of Christ, come into a particular situation, it should intimidate the enemy to withdraw and retreat.
这样的情形不仅是当耶稣出现的时候，魔鬼害怕，而是所有神的儿女出现所到的地方，魔鬼都应害怕而逃逆。
Amen?
阿们吗？
I don't know about you, but I'm tired of running from the devil.
我不知道你怎么样，我是对于要
I don't want to be like my little cat at home running under the bed every time a loud noise happens. I want a strong mind. Amen? I want the power of God in my life. I want the love of God in my life. Because I have faith in a strong God. Amen.
因为我的信心是在乎那个强壮的神。
Amen. Well, can we pray?
我们可不可以一起祷告？
I know we have just a few minutes, but can we pray?
我知道我们时间并不多了，但是我们可不可以一起祷告？
I want you to be courageous this morning.
因为我要你被神的勇气充满。
And if you have been struggling with fear,
若是你因着惧怕而挣扎，
if you've been afraid because of the wind and the waves.
因着人生的风浪，你心中充满了惧怕。
If your heart has been gripped with fear because you feel like you're sinking and drowning.
若是你觉得你在下沉，因为惧怕的缘故。
If you've been running and hiding every time a loud noise happens, comes into your life.
若是因着生命中任何的响声让你害怕而躲起来。
I want you to come forward and we'd pray for you.
我现在要邀请你到前面来，好让我们为你祷告。
And agree in faith.
让我们在信心里面同心合意。That
the work and intimidation of the enemy would be bound and broken off you in Jesus' name.
我们就奉主的名断开一切仇敌在你生命中所设下的惧怕。Maybe
you have a physical ailment, a sickness that is making fear come into your heart.
也许因着身体的疾病，你心中有了惧怕。I
understand that as we get older,
当我们渐渐年长，
we tend to have more challenges in our physical body, amen?
我们的身体自然是越来越不容易。
And sometimes these bring worry and fear.
所以身体的不健康常常把惧怕带到我们的心中。
Can we pray that that fear will be broken off and God's healing touch will come upon you?
我们可不可以为你祷告，以至于这个惧怕能够离开你，你的身体得着医治。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's get our eyes off the wind and the waves and get them on Jesus this morning.
让我们的眼目从我们的环境里离开，而注视在主身上。
Well, if you want prayer, I just encourage you right now just to come forward and we'll pray for you.
如果你需要这样的祷告，我要邀请你到前面来，让我们为你祷告。
Just stand right up here and say, Lord, I'm tired of being afraid. I'm not going to run anymore.
就站在前面对神说，我已经厌倦于逃跑了。
Not because of us.
不是因为我
It's not because we're strong.
不是因为我大卫、
It's because he's strong. Amen.
而是因为我们的神他是刚强有能力的
We can stop running not because we're anything, it's because he's everything. Amen.
我们能够不再逃跑不是我们能有什么而是因为我们的主是全能的
It's because he's in the boat. Amen.
因为他在我生命的船上
So if you want prayer this morning, come on, stand up.If you're dealing with it, if you're challenged this morning, if you're afraid, just come forward and let us pray for you.
若是你有任何挑战，
你
愿意我们为你祷告，不要害怕，到前面来，让我们为你祷告。
Amen. Come on, you guys just line up straight across here, and Vicky, if you could come and just play something quietly, and we're just going to pray for these. The kingdom of Jesus is here.The kingdom of God is here.
神的国在这里。
And the enemy has to run. Amen.
神的国在这里，仇敌要逃跑。
Come on up, come on up.
如果心中有惧怕，可以到前面来。
Anybody else?
还有没有人
？Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate.
不要害怕，不要犹豫。还有没有人
？Is Jesus saying, "Come on, get out of that boat"?Get on out of that boat and walk out towards him.
主耶稣说：“下你的船来。”
Amen.
与我行在水上。
Amen. Okay, we're going to just pray for these. Amen. Jesus has given us authority over the enemy's work in the heavens and on the earth. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to bind the work of the enemy. We're going to bind fear and unbelief and doubt.And anything else that is contrary to God's kingdom in Jesus' name right now.
我们要奉主的名捆绑一切出于恶者的，要奉主的名释放所有的。
For it to be broken off and to go and to be gone. So you guys, if you're not receiving prayer this morning, I want you to stand up and pray for these that are here. Amen.
对于在座的弟兄姊妹，若是你们没有被带祷的需要，我要请你们站起来为前面的弟兄姊妹们祷告。站在你们的位置上，为站在前面需要带祷的弟兄姊妹们。